CITR and UBC Film Society come together again this November 7th to bring you a screening of School of Rock at the Norm Theater, featuring live music from the Chris Goodchild Band, The Scuffs, and ATSI.
I pledge allegiance to the band.
School of Rock, live music, cheap beverages.
Read between the lines, Theo. Read between the lines!
The screening and show will take place this Friday, November 7th. Doors at 7, first band at 7:30. Screening at 8 p.m. The event will be $5 for CITR and Film Sock members and $10 for non-members.
Let's rock. Let's rock today.
Interested in producing a professional music video? No dough. Public Records is giving away grants of up to $5,000. Apply now through June 14th at publicrecords.org. Winners will have their video showcased on TELUS Optic TV and online. So head on over to publicrecords.org to get your application underway today.
What's up?
Are you scared yet?
I hope so. Scary. Did I scare you?
No, you didn't scare me, but I'm just wondering those listeners out there if they were scared, because that was a scary intro, I guess.
Well, it is the appropriate day, being Halloween and all.
It is Halloween.
What's up? You are listening now to the spooky edition of Femme Concept here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Eleanor.
And I'm Erica.
And that was The Cranberries with the song Zombie off of the album No Need to Argue. Great track.
Great track. A good, easy, cheap, spooky first track to open up today.
It's not cheap.
Not cheap, but like, you know, people think, what's a good Halloween song? And I'm pretty sure about four other people recommended to me, we should play Zombies.
Well, you're just giving the people what they want.
Yeah. Well, ooh, fire.
Yes. We've got lots of exciting stuff lined up for today. Some horoscope reading, some death clock calculating.
Yeah, we're going to figure out where we're going to die. And actually, if you would like to join in on this activity, you also have the option, www.deathclock.com. And it's kind of cool because you put in your birthday and stuff, and then you can also put in what mode you are in often. Mm-hmm. And your options are normal, pessimistic, sadistic, or optimistic, yeah. Which will apparently
determine plus your BMI and your
smoking status, which I kind of like. I like that little
it's interesting. But yeah, so stay tuned in, lots of spooky music. We're gonna keep going here with a song from the band Margie Pepper, who are from Olympia, Washington, and listen to the song Strange Magic off of their album Deep Water Dark Water. All Confused off of their Cult Babies EP.
Thank you.
right, we're back on Femme Concepts, CITR 101.9 FM. Woo. Today is Halloween. I think you already knew that. Hopefully. But we're just kind of reiterating that. We just played Sharon Van Etten. That song was called Magic Chords off her album Tramp. And I have just been getting into her, and holy moly.
Incredible.
Awesome stuff.
Incredible singer-songwriter and producer.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. She feels Femme Concept fully.
Yes.
And then before that, we were listening to L.A. Witch off their album L.A. Witch. And the song was called Heart of Darkness. And then before that, Cult Babies. The song was called All Confused off their mm-hmm. Cult Babies EP. And they are from...
Vancouver. Yes.
And L.A. Witch.
L.A.
L.A.
I know. Sometimes you think... Is that really where you're actually from? It's in your, and you don't want to assume it, but they are in fact from LA. So
cool.
Yes, yes. We hope you all have very exciting plans for this Halloween, being a Friday and everything. It's pretty sweet.
It's pretty much all you can ask for.
Yeah, basically.
No school tomorrow, no work tomorrow, yes. Hopefully, for all of you out there. Yeah. If you do have work tomorrow, you're still going to go out because it's Halloween.
Yes.
I'm sure.
No excuses.
And it's good to, you know, leave things pretty loosey-goosey. We got plans, but you can't commit to anything. You never know. It's Halloween. It's unexpected. It's spooky. Yeah. It's like, you know.
The magic of the evening. You never know where it's going to take you.
Which might entail you just drinking at your house.
Yeah,
or,
that's
you
fine,
know,
though.
Not drinking and trick-or-treating.
But you know what you can do is if you want some outside opinions on what your night may look like, you should do what we're doing, which is read your Halloween horoscope, people.
Yeah, if you really want to know what's actually going on, horoscopes are where it's at. Like,
exactly.
you can read other things, but really, on Halloween, you need to know where the stars are, because tonight's the night.
Did you find one of yours?
No, I only found ones that were from the Georgia Strait, and they essentially were just saying that Halloween is going to be a very chill, toned-down weekend, so I would like to reject that.
Let's boycott the Georgia Strait.
I'm going to boycott this horoscope, which is kind of the wonderful thing about horoscopes, because they are easily boycotted, as easy as they are given into.
Yes.
So this one is being boycotted, but you found some good ones over there.
I mean, yeah. So my, what is it called? My sign.
Your sign?
My
yeah.
astrological
what's your sign?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
There's a name for it. Anyways, I'm Sagittarius.
Zodiac.
Thank you. Yes, my zodiac sign, Sagittarius. And this... One website that I found told me to go nuts, or sorry, don't be afraid to enter my shadow in a playful manner, to go nuts with a disgusting costume, for example, use copious blood or grotesque gashes. And apparently this is because that will distract me from flirting with the taken zombie across the room.
Oof.
So if there's any zombies out there tonight...
But you're taken.
Watch out.
Watch out for the girl with the gashes on her face, because she will not be looking at you because she has gashes.
No, I think the idea is that they won't be looking at me.
Oh.
Which is weird. I don't know. Anyways,
as
if you want, if you want us.
They're quite open to interpretation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you want us to read your horoscope for you,
yeah.
You could give us a call. 604-822-2487, and we'd be happy to do that.
We'll get you in the know.
Yes, exactly. All right, should we play some more music?
I think we should.
Okay, we are going to listen to this song by Gazelle Twin off of her new album, and this track is called Guts. Still.
Is red from reading your red lips. My hands are red. My hands are red from sealing your red lips. Sealing your red lips.
my soul was filled with crystal light. Lavender ribbons of rain sang, ridding my heart of mortal fright. Of mortal fright.
Broken sundown, fatherless showdown. Garden herpes swollen it, bottle sip. Yeah, I suck dick, loose grip on gravity force. Sky blinding, crumbling walls. Never sweep away my memories of children's things, a young mother's love. Before the yearning song of flesh on flesh, young hearts burst open, wounds bleed fresh. A young brother, skinny and tall, my older walks oceanward in somber slumber, sleeping flowers in the water. But I'm just his daughter, walking down an icy grave, leading to my schizophrenic father. Weeping willow, won't you wallow louder, searching for my father's power.
All right, you're listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9. Today is October 31st.
Halloween! That song right there. my friends.
Is dedicated to a friend. Her name is Emily Walmsley. And I don't really know what the connection is in particular, but it's her
song. It just is. I can't hear that song without thinking about her. And it's a perfect Halloween song. Coco Rosie are very great.
So shouts out to Lizard.
She's been a faithful listener over the last few weeks.
Oh yeah, she's probably the only one. All right, thank you for that.
Okay, so we are just about done. 10 more minutes to go. We have a few more spooky songs for you. But before we get to those, I will say that before we listen to Coco Rosie, we heard from St. Vincent, the Queen, with her track Your Lips Are Red off of her first album, Marry Me. And before that, it was the track Guts by Gazelle Twin off of her new album, Unflesh. What are we going to listen to now, Erica?
All right. So I got to go hand in a paper. So unfortunately, I have to leave early. But we're going to leave it on, you know, as we probably said, spooky about 12 plus times.
Yep.
And we're going to say it one more time with Dusty Springfield's song, Spooky.
Yes. Okie dokie.
Oh.
Shine On is an eclectic mix of the latest, greatest tunes from the Vancouver Underground and beyond, connected through a different theme each week. Join me, your host Shay, every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for a groovy musical experience.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Okay, people, we're back. A few minutes left to wrap up the show here today. I've got a little guest in the studio, Nelly, host of Cat's Pajams, who just informed me that her death day is the day after mine.
Except, like, way earlier.
Oh, what year was yours?
2057. I'm gonna be 64.
Girl, no.
I know.
What? Okay. I'm really glad that you just came in right now. We just listened to a track, Night Faces by Jessica Pratt. And before that, it was the song Spooky by Dusty Springfield. Actually, not technically FemCon because that song was written by a guy.
I played that today too.
Nice. I would have thought as much. But a great song nonetheless. But earlier, you were talking about how you didn't find any cat songs for your show. And I was planning on playing Free Love Fender today because, to me, they just kind of have like a Halloween-y sound.
They do. They also just released a video. It's like very spooky.
Okay. Well, there you go. But they have a song called George Harrison Cat. So this is for you.
Thank you.
thanks for tuning in, everybody. I hope you have a safe but reckless and wild at the same time Halloween weekend.
It's possible. You can do all of that.
Yes. We do it all the time. Okay. Yeah. stay tuned in for Radio Zero and Nardwar, followed by the news at 5 p.m. Happy Halloween.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits. You're listening to CITR 101.9.